Blog Talk Radio.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
Plumber? I didn't call a plumber.
Show episode three episodes feels like a third birthday, a third welcoming. So willkommen to my show. Sorry, my German accent isn't very good. Tonight we're going to be speaking about this is going to be called the Lazy Llama Show. We shoot the shit show. Anything goes. I tried creating a show where it's like, let's talk about a specific topic, but it doesn't work well. So I'm just going to just go off on the top of my head here and, I'm going to talk. I'm drinking a bottle of Merlot and I've got no callers. But that's okay. You know, I would like to talk about something in very particular that has I would like to share with people. And that is having discernment. And I think a lot, especially in the supposed truth movement, we like to pride ourselves in, I'm a truther and, such and such and, look at me, I'm a truther. I don't believe the mainstream media. I don't believe this. And I so not asleep. Aren't I not a sheep? Yet, and I also talk for myself as well, so I'm not picking on anyone. But I also, from my experience, we tend to believe things without really investigating them in the alternative media. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, you're a tinfoil hat wearing freak or anything like that at all. No. I'm saying we use discernment. Discernment is very important because let me give an example of what I mean by discernment. Is anyone familiar with Nibiru? Nibiru. Apparently, now I like to keep an open mind. If I haven't experienced something, I can't really say it's true, and I can't really say it's not true either. You know, it's like the moon hoax, you know. Oh, it was Stanley Kubrick, you know, who created this whole thing, and then, you know, he planned it in a with some agencies, and they created the moon landing in a Hollywood set. In a Hollywood set. That could be true, it might not be true. I don't know. I don't have enough information to base my decision on, you know. So a lot of people go, oh, the moon landings were hoaxed. They may have been hoaxed, and they may not have been hoaxed. But we don't know. We have to find the third way, which is the middle path, which is you know, the path of neither disbelieving nor believing blindly. And with the way we do this, I feel, is by using our intuition and how we feel about something, if it feels right to us. I don't care who the fuck is saying what. That includes me too. This applies to me. Excuse me. Hey, it's the Shoot the Shit show. Anything goes, including belching. So, as I was saying, talking about Nibiru. Now, I've heard about Nibiru, but I haven't seen any real compelling evidence about it. Now, I'm not doubting that it, you know, that there could be some kind of star or dwarf star in our solar system, and NASA's keeping a tight lid on it, and it's possible. It wouldn't surprise me, but I have not seen personally any compelling evidence for it. I used to know this guy, and he would swear black and blue, you point to the sky, look, it's Nibiru, and I'm looking, and I can't see anything, you know? And I see a lot of these videos online, and it shows some just relatively poor footage of someone with a cell phone or a cheap webcam, and, oh, look, there's Nibiru, and I'm like, where is it? Oh, it's like it's something like a little disc. Some images I have seen, some unusual, like, discs in the sky, like a red blue disc or something like that. Once again, I'm not too into it. But when I started seeing cracks in this theory is when people started claiming, if you've seen this footage, it shows the sun rising or setting or whatever, and there's a black disc, and people go, look, there it is, Nibiru. Nibiru. That's Nibiru. You know, they'll claim it's black and blue, that's Nibiru. If you've ever seen it, it's on YouTube. It's a footage of some sun rising. You'll see a black disc. A very clear, distinct black disc. And people go, okay, that's a planet. And it looks on the surface. But if people just, again, use some discernment. You know? I'm not saying these things don't exist. I'm not trying to be skeptic Steve here and shoot the shit out of you for even dare thinking outside the box. But I'm just saying, you know, perhaps just some discernment. That black disc that you see, from what I understand about cameras, in a lot of cameras, webcams, cheap cameras, have a thing called either a CMOS sensor, a CMOS sensor, or a CCD sensor. It's a digital image processing sensor. This is what I understand about it. Now, on the cheaper units, they don't really, they're made cheaply, usually in China somewhere. Now, in order to protect the sensors in the camera, what they do is inside the hardware of it, if the light is too intense entering the sensor, it shuts parts of the sensor down. The internal circuitry will shut it down to protect the lens, the sensors in it, to prohibit it from damaging it. So that's why you see the black circle. Okay, that's just an anomaly created by the sensor. Now, I have seen some in other things that look like a planetoid. It looked like some kind of star, but overall, I'm a little, I don't know, I'm a little bit unsure about it myself. Okay, we'll be accepting callers in. If you can call in on 646-787-8230. That, once again, that is 646-787-8230. And before we go accept any callers on, I'd like to plug in my sponsor, Pat's Etsy store. The link will be in the description. Okay, here it goes.
Come all and come see to Pat Harper's Etsy store. Plenty of jewelry and plenty of arts and crafts. All handmade, you see. Made with the finest wares. Found in Hollywood Beach, Florida. Lovingly made and lovingly crafted. Come all and come see to Pat Harper's Etsy store. Link in the description.
All right, I'm going commercial. Yeah, I've got sponsors. No, it's just a plug for a friend. But that's what friends are for. So go there. It's a good shop. Lots of beautifully made, handcrafted items at reasonable rates and friendly service. Thank you, Pat Store. Now, what were we saying? Well, we're talking about Nibiru. If there's any callers want to come on, jump on and share, just share whatever. I don't care. It doesn't have to be about Nibiru. It can be about anything. You can talk about anything here. Music. Who wants to talk about Pink Floyd? Anyone likes Pink Floyd? What's your favorite my favorite album, believe it or not, is, I think, what was it called? I'm going to actually look for it right now. It's on my computer. I'm going to look through my favorite album. I was really into Pink Floyd a couple of years ago. I still am, but I had this phase where I was going Pink Floyd this, Pink Floyd that. And I really liked them, and I became the stereotypical Pink Floyd listener, you know, smoking weed and listening to Pink Floyd. But man, I really enjoyed myself while I was listening to Pink Floyd. The name of the album eludes me right now, but I'm scrolling. This is what you get, guests, the unprepared radio DJ. Oh God, this is why I had to open up my own radio show, because I couldn't be on air. It'd be a clusterfuck. What was it? Fuck. You see, you can't swear on the radio, too. It was metal. Yes, metal. Now listen. Yeah. I'm gonna play it in the background. It's great. It's a great album. One of my favorites. And while we're talking about Pink Floyd, let me segue as awkwardly as possible into weed and music. Pot, whatever you want to call it. When I first started smoking, it was like an amazing ride. Like, I started smoking, I could feel my consciousness being altered. It was weird. Everything felt like a new and unusual. And then I started listening to music, and there was points in the music where I was really into it, like into the music. It's like every instrument became, the sound was turned up on, and I could hear the melody within the melody. It was hard to describe. If anyone's ever experienced smoking a joint and then listening to music, as cliche as that sounds, you know, cliche weed activities, like listening, you're just a pothead. But no, you know, there was something more to it than that. I could feel my mind being altered in a way, you know. In a way, I could see things that I never once perceived, and see things that I could not see before. And that's when I started realizing that marijuana wasn't really a drug. It was really a medicine of some kind, you know? And of course, that's what they'll say. It's just drugs, you know? But it's really just a plant, you know? It's a plant. How can a plant be a drug? Really?
Oh, of course it's that. Well, the chemistry of cannabinoids and the receptors in your brain. Like, shut the fuck up.
Jesus, listen to yourself. This Merlot wasn't bad. Pretty smooth on the palate. Yeah. You know, I do envision myself having a little hemp farm, and just nice hemp farm, you know, where I can grow the nicest stuff. Ah, well, one day in the future. So, no callers, eh?
okay, you know. You know,
I've never actually tried magic mushrooms. Has anyone tried magic mushrooms out there? Anyone want to call in with your magic mushroom experiences? No? I'd really love to hear about someone's experiences on magic mushrooms. I've never tried psilocybin mushrooms. I'd like to one day. I don't know what it's like. I've read some experiences, but I'm not going to push fate right now. You know? Anyway, callers, call in 646-787-8230. That is 646-787-8230. Anyway, back to the subject of discernment. There's a lot of information on the internet, especially in the truth movement. Especially you hear, oh, the arrest of the cabal is imminent. Haven't you heard this? I keep reading these articles. Oh, just any moment right now, they're going to arrest the cabal. Or whatever they're called. I don't know who these people are, but you always hear them. Anyways, it's always imminent, isn't it? But it never happens. You know, it's always just like a carrot dangling in front of your stick. And I'm like a carrot dangling on your face, sorry. You know, and you think to yourself, is this a joke? Is this just another fucking mind game they're playing on us? You know, they'll have the truth movement, and then they'll have the supposed mainstream media. What if they're all just controlled? I don't know. I'm coming to a point in my life, personally, where I'm questioning everything, including the truth movement. I think we need to question even the truth movement. I don't even want to use the word movement because it seems to connotate the idea of that it's got organization. There is no fucking organization, okay? It's just a bunch of people. Everyone knows on some level. It's all bullshit. We live in a world of bullshit and lies. And we're trying to figure out things out, you know? I don't even know. I'm just a dude who likes to drink wine and have a nice joint and laugh and have friends and love. And really, I'm not anyone's leader. I don't want to lead anyone. I have no desire to lead you. I have no desire to rule over you or have any authority over you or to direct your life. Really, I don't. So if you're looking for someone to lead you, don't come to me. I'm just a guy who's here to share, you know? You know? And I think that's important. Like, I always stress this in my shows. Sharing. And I find it very difficult to share. With my family, I do. My biological family. I love them, but I find it hard to share and talk about things that I'm passionate about. You know? You know what I'm passionate about? I'm passionate about many things. I'm passionate about creating. I love creating. I love being in that zone and creating something beautiful. If you've been on my Facebook account, you'll see I make a lot of videos. And I do it simply, you know, just for the joy of it. I've been doing this for my whole life. Ever since I was a little kid, I'd create little skits. Either I draw a comic or, you know, or I'll make a magazine, little comic magazine, and I share it with my friend, and we used to mail each other this comic magazine called Fart Magazine. This was back in the early 90s. You know, we had this magazine. We'd hand draw it. I'd hand draw my version. I'd call it Fart Magazine. And then I'd send it by post. Stamped it, everything to my friend's place. And he'd do the same for me, and we'd laugh at each other. Oh, look at that, it's so funny. You know, look at that skit. And I love making skits. Like, I see things in my mind, in my vision, in my mind of a scenario happening, and I don't know how it works, but it's been in my mind for a long time. And I like to create. I like to play, and I like to create. I love creating. I love to create something that I saw in my mind, like something beautiful, you know? And I think that's important. Who wants to create with me? Callers are open. The lines are open. I don't know the Skype number, But 646-787-8230. Actually, let me check it out on my little... Maybe it has the Skype BTR number. I don't know what the... It doesn't say what the BTR number is. Once again, I apologize for my thing, my lack of organization. But that's okay. No, it doesn't say. No. Now, if anyone knows about how to do this, call in with Skype, like to get the number for Skype, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Anyway, what was I saying? Creation. Yes, creation. Creation is so important because we're not taught how to create in school. Let me stress that. In school, you are taught rote information. Multiplying and mathematics and arithmetic and, you know, left brain thinking or language and I hated school so badly. Not one of us is perfect, you know that? Not one of us is perfect. How could we all be perfect? We're perfect in spirit. Our egos are imperfect. Perfectly imperfect. And I was like, eh. You know? We've got 8 minutes left of the show. And if anyone wants to call in, please do. Otherwise, I'm going to have to bring out one of my characters and they're going to have to talk for me. If you're not going to call in, I'll bring in one of my imaginary characters. Okay, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, looks like we're going to have one of my imaginary callers call in. Okay, ooh, looks like we have a caller.
I like your show, it's really good. You know, you want to think about school. I really didn't like school myself. In school, I was very disruptive.
Were you? Why were you disruptive in school? What was about school that you found you needed to be disruptive about?
You know, I didn't find anything they were teaching me relevant. I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to discover who I was as a human being, as a spiritual being. But all they wanted me to do was have good grades. What's a grade anyway? What am I, some kind of stock that has to be graded? I'm alive. I'm not some kind of thing you want to grade me for.
You know, caller, that is a great point you bring up. Exactly. You see, listeners, our caller here. And what's your name, by the way?
Steve. Yeah, my name is Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Steve here has brought up a good point. Steve is here telling us about his experiences in school and how he was graded. Do you see how he's graded? Oh, he was graded. And what grades did they give you, Steve?
They gave me bad grades because I didn't do what they told me to do.
Exactly. And how did that make you feel, Steve?
I didn't really care, but it wasn't a very supportive and loving environment. They kept telling me about joining the workforce. And I asked them, what is the workforce?
And they said to me, and what did they say to you? What did they say to you?
Well, they said to me that a workforce is something you have to do when you become an adult and you get money so you can live. And I thought that was a very weird idea, you know, that you have to pay to be alive on this planet when the birds and the bees know how to do it naturally and they're not even that smart. Or maybe they're not smart, who knows?
Good point. You see how in school, what Steve brought up a good point, in school, they taught him that someone else has control over your life. It is. Well, we've all been taught this, haven't we? In school, at work, you know, we're all doing something we don't want to do, you know? What is it? What would you do? Steve, let me ask you something. What would you like to do with your life?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just want to, you know, I don't know what I want to be. I want to be something. I want to be happy. I want to be less afraid. I want to have no anxiety in my life and just live my life in peace and live in a world of peace, love and prosperity. But wherever I look, I just see around me a world of run by greed and selfishness that tramples on the face of humanity. And I think, this is not right. How can this be right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Celestial Journeyman? You know what I'm saying? This is not right. Why do I live in a world where I have to, you know, pay to be alive? I mean, I have to pay to have food in my mouth. I mean, I think we can put 7'7" in the sky, but we can't put food in our own mouths. We can't figure out where. This is crazy. It is crazy, isn't it? It is crazy, Steve. Thank you. Thank you, caller Steve. That is great. No problem. You know, I think it is good that we find a new way to live. I think all of humanity on a subconscious level, in the super consciousness of humanity, are so sick and tired of being pushed around and ordered around by the system and the powers that be, you know, like cattle. You know, I think everyone is feeling it, and that's why all these earthquakes and all these weird storm patterns and craziness is going on, because it reflects the inner world of what's going on in the human consciousness. It's reflecting the inner world, as above, so below. You know, like the Eastern mystics say, or is that the Western ones? I don't know. I can't imagine a Catholic person saying anything smart or wise. They just have their piece of communion and drink some wine and think they're saved.
Thank you, Steve. That is a great call. Okay, caller two, we've got John. Hello, John, you're live on the air. What would you like to share on the Lazy Llama Show tonight?
Hello, Coelho. I am here ringing up about home insurance. Is your home insured, sir?
Why do you ask? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from somewhere.
Oh, you're one of those callers. You want a credit card number?
No, okay, that may be true.
Why are you doing this?
Because I don't want to starve to death.
You see, even this caller, is trying to sell me home insurance. He called my radio fucking show to sell me home insurance. Go away.
But, no, bye.
Next caller, please. Hello, are you there? Hi. I'm ambiguously sexual, man. I'm calling in just to let you know I really like your show. Well, thank you. It's so nice to have someone like my show. What do you like about my show? What would you like to share? Well, I'd like to talk about a few things. I'd like to talk about love, but I want to talk about love in our next episode, because I know you only have 1 minute and 40 seconds. You're absolutely right. Listeners, if you're out there, I only have 1 minute and 30 seconds, and I'm going to end the show now. So I thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great evening, night, or wherever you are. Much love and ciao.